This is one of many images that I've made of my local river, which has been engaging me for the last 9 years now. It's made looking straight down at the water from a bridge. I like looking at small things and then expanding their horizons. The lines are reflected sunlight, and as the shutter remains open, the lines do crazy things. This mark making is one of my obsessions and has been for some time. I just love the idea of nature doing the art. It's infinitely different. It can be frustrating. I think of it as a language of light, charting the flow of the water and the passage of time. This is one of a number of images that I made on the same day, and I did a couple of things differently to what I would normally do. The first was that in processing, I split-toned the image, and what was brown became blue. It's not something I'd normally do, but I did like the colour, and it just seemed more aquatic. And I cropped it down to the letterbox. I'm not really sure why I did it, but I just like the way that it echoes the form of the river while the light supplies the movement. I started off thinking of things like a river runs through it, but for a first title I ended up with riverine, just a word that speaks of things to do with rivers. The light itself has the energy, the movement. It makes me think of acemic writing and things of that nature. The other thing that strangely, when I was looking at this for this purpose, came to mind was it made me actually think of the cylindrical graphs that you get that record or used to record barometric pressure and also the Earth's movement. And that brings me again to this idea that the needle is dancing and there's a signature and a script to it. So the second image, I've got a couple of possibilities for this, but I came up with the literature of light, which is maybe a little bit heavy, but there you go.